Now, we should say, we jumped ahead, that you had Master of Laws from Michigan University.
Well, I didn't have it that then, see, because I was discharged from the Navy, and I'd only had 1 year in law school when I was discharged from the Navy. Went back and took 2 more years at Washburn Law School and got my LLB. I had a wonderful mentor. He taught several courses at the law school. He was on the Supreme Court of Kansas, Judge Allen. I now had the GI Bill of Rights. I could now afford to do graduate work. He said, you ought to go do graduate work. So I did. After I graduated from Washburn, I went to the University of Michigan, and I got a Master of Laws degree and a Doctor of Science of Laws degree.
It's on your wall, right over there.
On my wall, right over there.
Right. Let me ask you, when you had that face down with the four-striper, how much law training did you have?
1 year.
1 year?
1 year. That's right. That's right.
And had he been trained in the law?
No, no, no. He hadn't been trained in the
law. Oh, at all.
He was a four-striper, graduate of the Naval Academy, line officer. And he probably, as a four-striper, the next step up would be admiral.
All right. Well, you had more standing then, because at least you had a year of law school.
I had 1 year. That's right.
I believe you were admitted to the bar then in Kansas.
After I got my law degree at Washburn, I was admitted to the bar in Kansas. That's correct. And I was admitted to the bar, see, when I went up to Michigan and got my graduate degrees. That's why our graduate class at Michigan was not very large. It was small. My memory is it might have been 8 or 10. But the regular people in law school would have to go to law school just 3 years. But for the war, that's what I would have been doing. Michigan Law School was a big law school at that time. I have a memory that it was 800 or 900 in law school at Michigan. Michigan had a fine law school. Still does.
You admitted to the bar, I think, in 1947.
That's right.
You were also in Oklahoma, weren't you, admitted?
Well afterwards, later.
1949?
Well, yeah, but that's after I graduated from Michigan.
Right.
And later on, before I went to be vice president and general counsel of Shell Oil Company, I then became admitted to the bar in Texas. So I'm admitted in 3 states, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas.
What is your first law job?
When I was in Ann Arbor, Michigan, at the University of Michigan, I came out one morning to drink coffee, and there was a man in our graduate class. He had been in the legal department of Shell in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But he decided that he wanted to teach law the rest of his life. So that's why he had come to Michigan to get a graduate degree. I got out, and he was sitting there, and we had coffee, and he said, Joe, would you have any interest in the legal department of Shell Oil Company? Well, I didn't know what that meant. I was just a farm boy, and I'd never heard those words, legal department of Shell Oil Company. I said, what do those people do? And do they practice law? And he said, oh, yes, they practice law, but they represent Shell and subsidiary companies that Shell may own. I didn't know where I was going to get a job after I finished at Michigan. I said, well, yeah, I'd be interested in applying for that. He said, well, Mr. Cunningham is the head of the legal department of Shell in Tulsa. That's a subsidiary office. The general counsel and the head office of Shell at that time was in New York. He said, go to Tulsa and apply to Mr. Cunningham. Before I went back to Ann Arbor, I came down here, paid my own way down here. They didn't pay my way down here. And I went to see Mr. Cunningham. Well, he wasn't a very warm and congenial person. I mean, he didn't know anything and wasn't interested in hunting or fishing. He kept wanting to talk to me about the great benefits of Shell Oil Company when you were retired. Well, I didn't give a damn about the retirement benefits. I wanted a job. And he told me, well, I want a letter from the dean of the Washburn Law School. That's the first thing he wanted. Then he said, if I make you an offer, it'll be for $275 a month. I said, all right. So I went back, and on my way to Ann Arbor, I stopped in Topeka. I went on the train. I went into the dean's office, and I knew the dean's secretary. She was a lovely lady, nice woman. And I said, I just made an application down in Tulsa, and he wants a letter from the dean of the law school. Can you arrange that? She worked for him. She said, well, the dean's not here anymore. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, he's gone to New York, and we have a new dean. I said, well, I don't know him. And she said, well, he writes a good letter. So I said, all right. I went on back to Ann Arbor, and I was up there in the law quad where I lived. The phone rang, and this male voice said, Joe, yes, sir. This is George Cunningham. I said, yes, sir. He said, he didn't say a nice letter. He said, I got a pretty nice letter from the dean of the Washburn Law School about you. As I told you when you were here, if I made you an offer, you'd get $275. And I make you an offer of $275. He didn't talk to me about anything else. I mean, that question came right at me. I hadn't been interviewing, and I was stunned, and I was quiet. I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say exactly. And I found out later on Mr. Cunningham was an impatient man. And he said, well, you will have a graduate degree. I'll pay you 3 1/4. I said, I accept. And that's how I ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow. Well, it was one of the best moves that ever happened to you, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good move. Yeah. Because I worked for Shell for 12 years. The first 11 years were here in Tulsa, and then the general counsel of Shell in New York came out here and he said, Joe, I want you to come to New York for 2 years. And if you like it, you can stay, and if you don't, I'll send you back out to Tulsa or Houston or San Francisco. And I said, all right. I wasn't very keen about going to New York, but I thought that'll be a good thing to do. I was still young. I'd had 11 years with Shell, and I liked it, so that's what I did.